produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Happy New Year, and welcome to Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I want to start out by saying how very grateful and how blessed I am to be able to come to you today to give thanks to the divine for bringing me through what was, shall we just say, a strange year. There were those who didn't survive 2020. And I'm not just talking about those who have transcended. I mean those whose lives have been forever changed by loss of family and friends, jobs, homes, indeed their entire way of life. And they're not coping well, not mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So how do you rebuild after something like this? I've heard some say they made resolutions at the beginning of the year. And that's what happens this time of year, each year, during normal times. But make no mistake about it. There's nothing about what we are going through as citizens of the spiritual plane living here on this rock we call Earth. There's nothing normal about what's going on. So may I suggest something? It's a little out of the box. Instead of normal resolutions, you know, exercise more, eat less, things like that, let's consider this new year a time for revelation, a time for a revolution of spirit. You see, revolution is said to be a dramatic and wide-reaching change in the way something works or how it's organizing people's ideas about it. Now, I know when you hear the word, your mind may go to something like having to do with, say, overthrowing a government. And in a sense, that is what you will be doing. Because your thoughts govern your actions and emotions, which have a direct impact on your manifestation. A resolution is similar in that you may have a strong desire for change, and you may even start out really well. But as soon as something gets in the way, just enough to disrupt your flow or your comfort zone, you immediately return to the devil that you're comfortable with, the devil you know. And there's always a valid excuse for doing so, like, well, yeah, I did have another extra piece of cake, but look, all the back-to-back holidays we're having, and we couldn't really party like we wanted to do, etc., etc. But a revolution at a soul level is when you're sick of the excuses, sick and tired of the fear, the angst, and the disappointment that that particular way of life, that fear-based life, manifests in your world. And you no longer feel like waiting for the other shoe to drop. See, you're ready for a change, a mind, body, and spirit overhaul. Now this, for all of us little engines that could, is our 50,000-mile checkup. It's time to clear all the baggage and sweep the gunk and clean the womb of your heart and minds so that when the good and the blessings and the anointing that the Creator has for us presents themselves, not only will you have an honored place for it, but there will be so much room that more and more good shows up to the point that you can't hold it. You have to share not just the blessing, but the technique in acquiring the blessing as well. You know how the saying goes, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, but teach him to fish and he eats for a lifetime. Well, yes, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, and I, as well as millions of people, have felt the pain of loss of job, friends. So my coping mechanism is to live each day like it's my last. Not like it's the first day of the rest of my life, like it's my last. Because to me, that means living it to the fullest, doing for myself and others, living in a way that will honor those who are no longer with me physically. Now, let's get one thing straight. There are some side effects to this kind of thinking. You see, once you start on this path, there's no turning back. Oh, you may try to, you may even want to, because it is work. But the thing about upgrading anything is you will no longer be satisfied with the old status quo. You will not like good enough. Well, why would you? Mediocre is not your thing. You're now living on a level of expectation. And why? Because the Creator told you to. His promises are everlasting. Now, will you still have difficulties? Yep. Sure will. Sometimes they even seem to get worse at the beginning. But they will be reconciled sooner and take less stress and toll on you because you now realize that you're not alone. In fact, every day will give you an opportunity to practice living your leveled up life, believe me. And that is how revolutions are started. And this revolution will be televised simply because everywhere you go, you take this new you along, this confident you, this I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you, the you that is living your best life, all because you switched your mindset. And you switched it from, Lord, what now, to next. I don't know how you're going to fix this, Lord. I don't know how you're going to work this one out, God, but I am interested in finding out. That helps to remind you that the battle is not yours alone. And two, it reminds you that things haven't expected in. Like it says in Jeremiah 29:11. It's a cause and effect. And when you join God's cause, the effect is wonderful. You know, when you follow a GPS, you can expect to end up where you want to end up. That's the general consensus. And it has been my experience that sometimes it may take you the long way around, but then you find out that the long path was necessary. There may have been construction blocking your way or some other hazard. But likewise, when you follow that still small voice, some people even call it following your gut. That's the spirit telling you what to do. But when it seems to take too long in your estimation, sometimes people tend to break off and go their own way. And that can be problematic, even extremely harmful. God's way isn't always the quick way, but there is always a purpose in his timing. Sometimes you're the holdup. It's as simple as him waiting for you to be ready for the blessing that he has for you. And there is even such a thing as him holding you back because of the people you're surrounded by. Either way, to be in touch with your higher self puts you on the path to your revolutionary new life, a new start. This year, find ways to travel that path, no matter how many times you trip over the rocks in the way. Persevere. Persevere and watch them become stepping stones. I'm not telling you something that I've heard or read. This is what I've seen. This is what I've experienced, because this is what I have been doing. Instead of being grounded by fear during this time of the pandemic, I did all I know how to keep me and mine safe, and I trusted God with the rest. See, there is a mind-body connection, and I use it this way. I studied God's promises to me, knowing that he only wants the best for me. And then I did what was necessary in this physical realm to abstain from actions that would cause me harm. Yes, I missed my family and friends. And yes, it caused me to be out of work for quite some time. But it kept us safe. And thank God for technology, because I could still see my grandchildren even though I couldn't hold them. There was Zoom and FaceTime calls, and I even did some of my sermons on Facebook Live and on some Zoom. And the more than that, I learned to trust God for provision, and he never failed me. Somehow, bills got paid. Somehow, things were put aside, and I even found some long-lost talents that will have me better prepared when this strenuous time comes to an end, and it will come to an end. Changing my thoughts and emotions really did change my manifestations and recharge my sense of purpose. And I give thanks for that. And I pray for all that are going through what may be the roughest personal journey they've ever been through. And I pray that each of us learn to get out of God's way. You're only blocking your progress. God sees the end from the beginning. Trust him. Trust him to know what he's doing, where he's planting you, and whatever it is that you need to do to fulfill your purpose. If God gave you the dream, he's going to give you the wherewithal to complete it all. So don't even stress. I used to say, well, I want to do my book, I don't have time to self-publish, and I don't have the money to get someone to do it for me. But instead of just sitting, and instead of just sleeping on it, I've been using pages of my book for sermons and for teaching classes, and yes, for even counseling people. Because my book is written as an instructional booklet for your change and to help you manifest and to help you become a more whole, sacred person. And it's helped people. And in writing and in knowing what I had to do to get myself grounded and realigned, I helped others. I even tried gardening, and it turned into a small farm, which by the grace of God, I could can things and put things away and freeze things. And not only was it fun, it kept me exercised and I was healthy. I was out there in the good air. I was by myself, so I didn't even have to wear a mask. But there are things that we can do. There are books to read. And we've always said, many people say, I would love to read like you do, but I really don't have the time. Well, God provided the time. And there's one book that you can start with. And you'd be in the middle of it by now if you had started at this pandemic. Heck, you might even be through. And it's something that you can read and reread and understand and grow from. And the answers to everything that's going on in our world today, up to and including this pandemic, and how to help yourself and stay healthy, is in that book. And yes, I'm talking about the Bible. And it's a beautiful book to read. If you read it chapter to chapter, and if you read it with some understanding and remembering what went on in that day, it's not so different as to what's going on now. There were political uprisings. There were illnesses, there were famine, there was drought. We've been through just about everything that we can go through. We've had snow in places that never got snow. We've had rain in places that don't really get a lot of rain, and drought in others. This world is trying to tell us something. The purpose of us shaking up our thought patterns and us shaking up our thinking is so that we can realign with spirit. And this world is spirit. All of our indigenous brothers and sisters knew that. As the world goes, so do the people. We can't live without this earth. And we don't have another one. The things that we need are here if we don't destroy them with our greed. The things that we would like to do, and the things that we cherish as being our personal valued possessions, we don't really treat them that way. Because if you love something, you take care of it. The revolution that starts within your mind will keep you anchored and keep you grounded, knowing that you are important and that you are one with everyone else. And we are all one with God. That thought, that knowledge keeps you grounded, keeps you helping one another. People keep saying, make America great again. I don't know how great we were, because from the very beginning we started some crazy stuff. But there are people that believe and love and want to be loved and want to help and want to be neighbors and want to be friends and want to be able to bear one another's burdens. That's what I call greatness. What you can do for someone else, not just what you can hold in your hand and say it's mine, because you'll spend more time guarding it than enjoying it, because you're so afraid that somebody's going to take it from you. This new revolution of your mind. Yes, I said it will be televised, because everything you do, you're being watched. Everything you say, people are listening, even if you don't know it. So believe it. And even deeper than that, did you know that every thought was a prayer? It is. The heavenly hosts hear everything. The God of you knows before you utter it and before you think it. So the best thing that we can do is keep ourselves rooted and grounded in our God. Rooted and grounded, knowing that our purpose is to show what He is to people on earth. To people who may never have ever read the Bible, ever been into church, maybe never even heard any word of God. And to my surprise, there are people still that don't know anything about Jesus. That's why what we do on our radio broadcast is so very important. There are souls that are aching to be free. And if we can get their minds stayed on the Creator and get them on the path of this new revolutionary ancient wisdom teaching, this world will be a much better place. And I give thanks for the knowledge that I have. I give thanks that I realize that I have to get myself out of the way and let God have his full sway. Because God is such a gentleman. He'll let me go off on my tangent until I decide, well, that's wrong. Maybe I should come back and ask for help. He's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on anyone. But he's longing for relationship. And he's longing for his people to trust and believe. And the more we trust and believe in him, the more we will trust and believe in ourselves because we follow him. That's a New Year's revolution. Resolutions are fine. Yeah, I want to exercise more too. But more than my body, I want to exercise my mind and my spirit. I want to be able to sit down and have a conversation with my God where I hear him, I feel him, I know that I know that I know that I know that he is talking to me, and I know his voice. As his child, I know his voice. I know the feeling of the love when he absolutely gives me that divine kiss and that hug that says, I got you. That's something to hold on to. So again, I say happy new you. Happy new years. Because I want you to grow from year to year to year in your faith and your trust in God. This is Reverend Lydia saying, I'll talk to you later. And I wish you the best. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
He sees, he cares, and there will never Good morning. Happy Thursday. And more importantly, happy 2021. We have made it by the grace of the good Lord. And as always, I am excited and ecstatic to be here with you today. Welcome to the kickoff of the 2021 season of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. My name is Tammy Polk, and I don't know if you noticed, but we have a new song for this year entitled I Am Covered by my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola, who I just want to take a moment to celebrate and congratulate her on reaching 80 songs, and she has a new CD coming out here in the next week or so entitled Mercy on Me. So if you are interested in hearing more of Amber's music, please shoot me a message on wherever you follow me, and I will get you that information. But I want to take her song title and make that the topic of today's show. And I want us to understand that no matter what Coronageddon throws at us, we are covered. There's a scripture that says, I have been young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And that extends to us today in both life and business. Now, usually I talk from my books for my show, but today this is more of a matter of the heart, because I want you to understand that despite the world going splat, as my 8-year-old put it, you are still covered. And we are not to be fearful, because no matter what we endure during this season, God is still with us. And if I may speak personally, that was one thing that I had to remind myself of in 2020. I spent the better part of 2020 dealing with a chronic illness that mimicked multiple sclerosis. And during that time, I wondered what was going to happen. I wondered what was going to happen to my family. I wondered if our three daughters would be taken care of, if my husband would be okay, if this illness was to do what the doctors said that it would. But then I had to realize that even in the struggles with the MRIs and the heart attacks and the nosebleeds and the pain and everything that I went through, I was still covered. And so was my family. Even when, as I got stronger, my husband would have a car accident that would total a vehicle that we only had for a year, we were still covered. When the pandemic shut down my business and sent his work into hyperdrive, we were still covered. And even though it was difficult for us as individuals, as parents, as spouses, and just people in general to keep going, we realized that no matter what 2020 threw at us, we were still covered. Because one thing that being covered will teach you in tough times is to be grateful for those whom you still have access to. There are so many people who have endured loss of those that they know and that they love. And they are all giving others the same sentiment. And that is to stay close and stay connected in any way that you can. And to truly appreciate those people that you still can put eyes on. Whether you're doing it outside their window, in their home with a mask, or if you're just driving by their house, or if you are on Zoom, you know, seeing them that way. It is so important now that we let those in both our personal and professional circles know that we are grateful for them. A second thing that being covered will show us in hard times is that we can never forget who we are in Christ, what we can do, and the gifts that He has given us. As one who helps people to publish books, I have seen more authors come out of the woodwork than I can catch up to. Sometimes going through my Facebook timeline and seeing all of these first-time authors or multiple-time authors writing during this season, it's almost like I'm watching movie credits, but it is an amazing thing. So we are covered in that these tough times has given us the time that we need to do all of those things that we said our time demands, job demands, family demands would not allow us to do. I know people get angry with me because I tell them that every excuse that they have outside of money and their job, if they are an essential worker, is null and void. And I will say the same thing in 2021. The third thing that being covered in tough times allows you to see is that there is someone, some way, somewhere, somehow, and at some time who needs that something that you're grappling with getting back involved in. It matters not what that thing is, but it is high time that you dust it off and bring it out. Being covered reminds you of what is truly important. All of the things that we have run after, that we've chased after, that we've sacrificed life and limb for, that we've bribed our family to wait until we finish doing, we now see that it doesn't need to hold the amount of value that we are giving it. And we have to be extremely careful with what we have left during this time. Are you really and truly about to give up something that is critically valuable for something that's shiny, new, and glittery? It may not be what you think it is. When you are covered and truly covered in tough times, you will understand more than ever what it means to be kept in and by God's grace. Each day that He allows you to wake up, even in tough times, is another chance for you to get things done. And it's not an opportunity that you should take lightly. It is also your second chance to get some things out of your life that has taken too much of a hold on you, that is no longer serving you, that is not going to get you to your more, your better, and your greater at this point. And you have to be okay with letting certain people, places, things, and ideas go in order to maximize that second chance. This is the time for you to link up with those people who you know, love, and trust that can help you. This is the time to look at those goals that you said that time, family, job demands, and complacency haven't allowed you to achieve and say, okay, how can I make this happen now that I actually have the time to do so? Being covered causes you to examine yourself and to see where you are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And all of those are important during these times, because if any of those gets out of whack, we are going to be in a world of trouble. So you are still covered in so much grace that even though you may not be able to do things in those areas that I just mentioned in their totality, if you can do anything at all to strengthen any of them, then my friend, you are ahead of the game. And you cannot walk in fear and think that something is going to go wrong or that something else is going to go wrong. This is the time for you to get out there armed with your faith in God and say, you know what? I am going to go towards this in Jesus' name. And if it is his will, he will allow it to happen. And if not, I will still trust his plan. I may not be able to understand it, but I won't undermine it, nor will I speak against it. So in these last few minutes, I want you to think and say to yourself, as the lyrics of this song state, I am covered. And I won't walk in fear, not when I know that Jesus is near. He walks with me, and when I cry out, he hears. Oh, I am covered, covered, covered. My soul is covered. And with that, I wish you God's absolute best in 2021. God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and make 2021 the year that you act and move as if you are covered. But I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. First and foremost, Kayla Pageant, my angel. God bless you as you continue in the growth of the Finding My Way ministry, as you take care of your family. I wish God's levels best for you and that you get the rest and the peace that only he can give. To Nicole Gates, yes, I am still going to say this even in 2021. To the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you so, so much for your continued support of me, the vision, the network, all of it. I will even throw in an extra kudos to the other host on the Lifted Authors Radio Network. I am proud of each and every one of you. So to Angie, Suzanne, Indiana, Dorothy, Cheryl, and Sonia, keep going. Again, I'm proud of each of you, and I look forward to seeing your shows be blessed this year. Make it a great year, everybody, and I'll see you soon.
Produced by Kayla Pageant on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
I know how you feel, fighting for another breath, searching for the strength to lift your legs another step. Wounded by the past, how long will it last? Buried by the heavy weight, it won't be long. Keep holding on, you won't have to wear those chains. Every prayer is heard. Your rescue's coming just in time. Lift up your eyes, look to the hills. You won't be overcome. It won't be long. Keep holding on, sure as the rising sun. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Whatever the struggle, whatever the pain, no matter the fear or the battle you face, help is on the way. Help is on the way. You have a warrior, defender, protector, and friend. You have a father who's for you, whose love never ends. His love never ends. I know how you feel, but it isn't over yet. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Whatever the struggle, whatever the pain, no matter the fear or the battle you face, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
Thank you for listening to the Weight of the World radio show hosted by Suzanne Mosley, author of the Southern Fried Keto Foodie Cookbook Series. The following program is not a source of medical advice. Suzanne Mosley and the coaches for the Southern Fried Keto Foodie are not medical doctors, dietitians, or nutritionists. Please consult your doctor regarding information discussed on the show or before beginning any type of weight loss program.
It is great to be back with all of you this month. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday season. As we head into 2021, I know many of you are probably restructuring or solidifying your ketogenic plans to incorporate new goals into your journey. Whether you stayed 100% on plan or gave into your temptations, the fact that you're listening right now means you have the determination to stay the course for this year. So congratulations! You've already taken the first step towards your goals for this new year. Welcome again to the Weight of the World radio program on Lifted Authors Network. I'm your host, Suzanne Mosley, author of the Southern Fried Keto Foodie Cookbook Series and Ketogenic Lifestyle Coach. Within my broadcasts, my purpose is not only to guide you along your ketogenic path, but also help you navigate other factors that play into your success from everyday life. When coaching my clients, I like to take a big picture perspective, because your health is not only a result of what you eat, but also what you surround yourself with. Before I get started on today's topic of keto sweeteners, I want to let all of you know that even as a keto veteran, I will admit that I've even had a couple of slip-ups. I'm always transparent with my clients of my ups and downs because I want you to know that a slip-up does not mean that you're failing. My family and I have been on keto for over 4 years now, and we're still maintaining our accomplishments and have no plans to ever stop this way of life. what we consider a slip, is not as bad as a full-blown cheat. We haven't actually cheated on our plan in at least 2 years. Our slips have been where we just didn't pay attention to our macros like we should have. We've had a couple of days here and there where we've accidentally ate more keto foods than our plans have allowed for. The obvious have had negative impacts, but we're able to get back on track easier than if we had actually cheated with non-keto foods. Let me give you a recent example of a slip that I experienced. I had had a really busy day and failed to keep up with my macros like I should. As I was creating a few goodies for our family and a few friends, I took small tastes here and there, just to make sure that the recipes were coming out as expected. Some of them were recipes that I had helped create from other recipes that actually weren't keto. I technically keto-fied those recipes, so tasting was kind of something that had to be done. I didn't take in consideration that every taste I took had a nutritional value. I probably consumed 5 extra carbs because of these tastings. Now, this normally wouldn't be a problem because they were keto foods, but I can't help but enjoy the finished result. So, of course, I ate a portion of those treats with my family. That was another 5 carbs. Just that alone is 10 net carbs already for the day. Now take into consideration I had 2 bulletproof style coffees with 2.5 carbs each from the cream. That's already put me at 15 carbs for the day before I ever even took in consideration dinner or any other meals. Lunch was chicken salad with keto crackers that was about 3 net carbs. And with my lunch that day, now I'm sitting at 18 net carbs. When I ate dinner, I had keto fried chicken tenders and roasted broccoli. Between the two, my dinner was 7 more net carbs. This put me at 25 net carbs before I ever even realized I had busted my carb limit. The next day, I woke up with a headache and my stomach was not feeling the best in the world. You know how that is if you've busted your carbs. I may have hit my protein, but I absolutely went over on my carbs as well as my fats. Now, naturally, the next day, I fasted because I just couldn't stand the thought of food. Now, some people can eat a bite or, you know, eat a few bites over their carbs or, you know, even a bit more and still stay in ketosis, but I am extremely sensitive to my carb limit. And with this in mind, I slipped and suffered a few negative side effects of not paying attention to my macros. The great thing is that because I didn't go off planned foods, I was able to get back in line very quickly without suffering from cravings and temptations to eat ingredients that were not on the plan. Willpower really was not a problem with my transition back to my stricter lifestyle. If you slipped and need to get back to your A game, I promise you, you can do this. But pray for God to give you focus to get back on your plan and move forward from your slips. Don't let those slip-ups stop you from succeeding in your goals. On today's show, I want to go over a topic that's common, that comes up just about every January, how and what sweeteners are allowed on the ketogenic diet. Not every sugar alternative is beneficial to your plan. You will also notice that many sweeteners that are marked as healthy are not any better than sugar itself. You'll probably want to write these down, so grab something to write with. Sweeteners of all kinds have come out on the market, with many of them touting keto-friendly. But just how keto-compliant are they? I want to share with you a few tips for evaluating your sweetener choices and how to identify if your sweetener choice is unknowingly sabotaging your ketogenic plan. Before I get to the meat of the topic, let me go ahead and give you a few great options for creating your favorite keto desserts. Erythritol. Erythritol is a fantastic option and one that I use quite often. This keto-approved sweetener is a natural, calorie, and carb-free sugar alcohol. Now, sugar alcohols can have a little bit of an effect on your gastric system if you're not used to it, so everything, of course, is always in moderation. This sugar alcohol is made by fermenting natural sugars found in fruits. These sugar alcohols do not break down in your body, so they don't cause a spike in your insulin response or blood sugar level. Because of this, erythritol has a glycemic index of 0. Stevia is a great option, but there are a few details to consider when choosing stevia as your choice of sweetener. Stevia in liquid form, such as Sweetleaf brand stevia drops, is a great option for your desserts and treats. But stevia can be a tricky one. Just because the product is marketed as stevia does not, in fact, mean that it is keto compliant. Many stevia products actually come in a granular form. In order for this granular form to hold up to shelf-stable standards, it requires the use of additional ingredients. Many times these additional ingredients are not so keto-compliant additives, such as maltodextrin and dextrose. Dextrose is actually another word for sugar. Deceptive, huh? Yeah, just a bit. So if you don't look at your product's ingredients list and one of those two are listed, it can and will most likely affect your state of ketosis. Maltodextrin is probably the worst offender for keto dieters. Maltodextrin has a glycemic index of anywhere from 85 to 105 based on how much you consume through your recipes. To put this detail in a bit more perspective, sugar has a glycemic index of 100. So essentially, maltodextrin has the ability to spike your blood sugar higher than sugar itself. But back to stevia. Stevia, when purchased in whole form without any additives or fillers, can actually be a great choice for keto, as it does have a glycemic index of 0. Let's move on to another great option that I love to use when I have on hand, monk fruit. A lot of my recipes use erythritol stevia blend, which I tend to use the pure brand, but when I have monk fruit on hand, it's always used first. Why? Because monk fruit is by far the closest and perfect sweetness level when comparing to sugar. You can use it cup for cup to most sugar-based recipes to create a perfect replica of your favorite desserts and treats. Just remember that sugar is not the only non-compliant ingredient in most recipes that need to be substituted. As monk fruit tends to be equal in flavor compared to sugar, sweeteners like stevia can be sweeter, and you would need to cut back on the amount used in your recipes. In my recipes, where I use the erythritol stevia blend, I tend to cut the sweetener down by about 25%. If the original recipe calls for a cup of sugar, I simply substitute with 3/4 cup of erythritol stevia blend sweetener. Now that you have my 3 personal favorite sweeteners, let's talk about the other sweetener options that you may have heard are keto friendly. Splenda. Splenda has been a very popular artificial sweetener that many think can be used on keto. And if you're not insulin resistant or have other negative side effects with it, then it is absolutely a personal choice to use. Using Splenda is honestly no better than consuming aspartame in a diet drink. Splenda is a brand of sucralose, and sucralose and aspartame have been well-known offenders to not only cause weight stalls, but some even experience unexplained blood sugar spikes. Although the product is rated as 0 on the glycemic index, several of my clients have experienced high blood glucose levels 20 minutes after consuming it. Using artificial sweeteners on keto has to be a personal decision based on how you individually are affected by the products. I myself steer clear of artificial anything when at all possible, but then again, my plan is to stay as natural as possible, yet not sacrificing the foods I love. Sweet and Low. Here's another one. Sweet and Low and any of the pink packet sweeteners are made with aspartame. If you look into healthy living in any way, you're probably aware that aspartame has been linked to increased cravings, headaches, body aches, and irritability in many people. Even people who don't look to eat in a healthy way know that diet sodas aren't good for you. Why? Because they know about the studies regarding aspartame and its possible side effects. My advice for those of you who are using sucralose or aspartame-based artificial sweeteners is to go Google artificial sweeteners, gut bacteria, and the immune system. Fair warning though, before you go down this rabbit hole, have a notebook, a pen, and patience to read medical studies. You also need to keep an open mind. When you start to understand the relationship between your diet, your gut microorganisms, and your immune system, your family may begin to think that you've joined some conspiracy-minded cult that's threatening to overthrow the dietary pyramid. Kidding, but not really. In all seriousness, many aspects of the ketogenic diet will begin to make so much sense as to why it works for so many people when you understand just how your body works and how its fuel source is so important to proper bodily functions. Equal. These little blue packets are very deceptive. This little packet is actually worse than sugar for your insulin and blood sugar levels because they not only have sugar, namely in the form of dextrose. But also there's that nasty little critter, maltodextrin, as well as aspartame and acesulfame potassium. Not only do you have the GI response of sugar from the dextrose, but now add on artificial sweeteners that are potentially weight stalling, and also maltodextrin, which can spike your blood sugar and insulin response even higher than sugar itself. Taking all of this into consideration, pass those little blue packets right on down the table and drink your water. Your body will thank you for it later. Now let me go over a few that have been misconceived as healthy, but are not in any way keto-friendly nor compliant. You might want to keep these on a list handy for when you're scouring Pinterest for keto recipes. Here's why. So many recipes that are marketed as keto are actually low-carb. Where low-carb diets allow for any and every ingredient you can squeeze into your macros, keto is just a little bit more detailed. We completely remove any ingredients that is known to cause insulin spikes, blood glucose spikes, or perpetuate the craving cycle that keeps so many people from being successful at weight loss. Keto actually addresses the conundrum of willpower that low-carb diets ignore. Willpower comes from lack of ability to ignore food addiction. Food addiction makes you crave foods. Just as you can't give an addict just a taste of their preferred drug, you cannot give a food addict a small amount of sugar because it perpetuates the battle of willpower. Take the addictive substance, sugar in this case, out of the equation and the willpower battle is non-existent. Here are the offenders that are not keto compliant you need to look for in your quest for keto sweets. I repeat, these are not keto compliant. Honey, maple syrup, agave nectar, coconut sugar, palm sugar, molasses, yacon syrup, corn syrup, simple syrup, date sugar, and turbinado. If your recipe has any of these, you need to substitute for a better option, such as my favorites at the beginning of this post. One that I have not touched on yet, but trust me when I say this one deserves a special attention now, or you'll be demanding it that you give it to it later, on the toilet, multiple times in a 24-hour period. Guys, I'm talking about mannitol. If you followed me in any form for any period of time, you have seen the article that I wrote about the revenge of mannitol. If you haven't, go to www.southernfriedketofoodie.com and go to the blogs and recipes, scroll down to the bottom, and find the one titled Mannitol's Revenge. Fair warning. It is about equivalent to any of the reviews you have seen for the sugar-free Haribo gummy bears on Amazon. I'm not kidding you. It was a disaster. Mannitol is a special kind of nasty keto offender that typically everyone runs into just out of sheer curiosity, for lack of better terminology. Those quaint little convenient sugar-free candies sure are enticing sitting on that grocery store shelf, huh? Chocolate-covered candies marketed as diabetic-friendly and sugar-free. They have a sinister side that at one point or another will have you begging for mercy, I promise. In the beginning of my keto journey, I sneaked a few of these on occasion. Not only did I suffer keto flu again the next day due to being kicked out of ketosis from the blood sugar spike, but I also suffered the gastric consequences that followed. Poorly timed consumption on a certain night led to a very disastrous chain of events for me, which happens to be what the blog post Mannitol's Revenge is about. I promise you, be forewarned before you read it. It was a nightmare. It will have you laughing, rolling on the floor, and crying all at the same time. But now that you have an idea of what type of sweeteners you're looking for, and also a little about the ones you should steer clear of, let me give you a few tips for using sweeteners in recipes. Sweetener amounts can vary based off of which ones you use. Have you ever tried a keto recipe online and used a different sweetener than they did? If you've come across a recipe that you just knew was going to be fantastic, only to take a bite and it truly tasted like diet food, you probably just needed to adjust your sweetener level. Let me give you a great example. If you use erythritol by itself, you may have to use a little more than the recipe specifies if they use something like monk fruit for their sweetener. Erythritol takes a bit more to reach a full level of sweetness that most people are accustomed to eating. This is exactly why I use erythritol stevia blend. The stevia is way sweeter than sugar, yet the erythritol needs a little boost in sweetness, therefore they kind of level each other out. I actually use a bit less in recipes that I'm converting from sugar to sweetener because the stevia really takes it over the top. As I said before, for every cup of sugar specified, I tend to use 3/4 cup and it works out beautifully. If you're using erythritol or xylitol, you may experience what's been described as a cooling aftertaste. If you're turned off by that effect, just add a small amount of salt to your recipe. It actually cuts the aftertaste, without affecting the sweetness of the recipe, much like adding a pinch of salt to sugar if you're melting chocolate to cut the bitterness. I suggest 1/4 teaspoon for every 3/4 cup of sugar. If you're creating a recipe using coconut flour, remember that coconut flour itself has a sweet undertone. You can use this to your advantage to cut back on how much sweetener you have to use. For every 1/2 cup of coconut flour, I use 1/3 cup of erythritol stevia blend sweetener. When creating a personal ketofied recipe using sweeteners, also you need to have a trial run before you serve it to your family and friends. Some recipes may need fine-tuning just to make it right for you and your audience. Many people who've been on the ketogenic diet for a while cannot handle a heavy load of sweetness. Using less sweetener is actually more palatable for those who have gotten over their sweet cravings. If a Pinterest blogger has reached that point in their journey, what tastes super sweet to them may not be the level of sweet that you're looking for in your own recipe. By having a trial run, you can change up any ingredients as well as taste test it before your final product is served. Now that you have a little better idea of how to navigate sweeteners, you can use these responsibly to help you get back to your ketogenic plan and get back on track to achieving your goals for this year. And when you make your list of goals for this year, don't forget to thank God for giving you determination and ask Him humbly to help you in your successes. Don't forget to spend time in His Word daily and keep Christ in your heart as you work towards not only strengthening your body, but strengthening your relationship with Him. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're interested in learning more about the ketogenic diet and how it can help you in your journey to better health, check out our page and join our free support group on Facebook. You can also find us on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our cookbook series, The Southern Fried Keto Foodie, in paperback and Nook version through barnesandnoble.com, or you can find us in digital form as well on Amazon Kindle. If you're in need of a coach to help you create your own ketogenic plan, please feel free to contact us for more information on how we can assist you. Email us at author@southernfriedketofoodie.com to request an information packet regarding our services. Join us every month for more episodes of Weight of the World. For showtimes, follow my Weight of the World or Southern Fried Keto Foodie Facebook pages. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.